This is Fox Talk with me, Emily Stites, a show about nothing but everything in between, accidental entrepreneurship, intentional beauty boss business, and a whole lot of foxing around, bringing you strategies and hacks with a few of my finest and foxiest friends. Thanks for listening. Just a note, friends, this episode and all of these sweet series, actually all of my episodes, these are just for fun. These are just another way for me to get my message to you and explain things deeper than I can via email or Instagram or Pinterest. So these are going to be really unedited, really raw, and the audio may not be the best, but the message is. And remember, it is better to be done than perfect. So thanks for your patience, and I appreciate you. Hello, hello. Today I am talking with one of my friends. We met, we met in Vegas last year at the trade show. She was working with Tanya from Just the Strip. So I met her there. And then over the summer, we got to hang out again at Tanya's house. We went on the creator's retreat together. We just got to know each other, and I just found her super inspiring. So her name is Gabby, and she is the owner of Woodberry Wax Bar. She is an esthetician. She is a Brazilian trainer, but she also owns a salon suite style business. They call it the Aesthetic Collective. They are outside of Minneapolis in Minnesota, and I just absolutely admire the way that she runs her business, her collective. And so I wanted to share you guys with her because she's amazing. You guys should follow her on Instagram at Woodberry Wax Bar, and her salon suite is at the Aesthetic Collective MN. And she just is so unique in the way she runs her business. And so I wanted you guys just to see like a different style of salon suite ownership. So here we go. Meet Gabby. And we just get straight into talking shit about social media. So if you're around your kids or something, maybe grab your headphones. I probably should have said that before I dropped the SHIT bomb. But yeah, anyways, here we go. Yeah.
I feel you had to do that with your new brow bar too. Like, you created a whole new page for that?
No, I didn't. I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing that. I can't do that because I have a page for my salon suites.
Yeah.
And to be honest, that one runs like clockwork. I don't touch it. It's just like on auto 9 squares. Like there's no reels. It's nothing fancy.
Okay.
And the girls post, and I say, if you guys ever like post a story or whatever, tag the sweet spot, and all I do is repost. So that one doesn't take a lot of brain space, you know, but for my page, it's like a little different. It's like become this kind of like lifestyle behind the scenes of a mom who's running a salon and a product line. And it's a lot of professionals. But then I also have my OG clients that have been with me for 8 years that are stalking me. So it's like when I opened the brow bar, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Like, how do I promote this again? Because now I'm going back to like direct to consumer. And
talking to other industry professionals, like your content had been primarily geared at like reaching other professionals and then switching back to, like you said, the direct to consumer.
Yeah.
That's a big shift.
It was a big shift. Yeah. And going from like, hey, come get a wax to, hey, if you're a waxer, like that was a huge jump for me. And that took me like years to like realize like, oh my God, like I literally am talking to other professionals. That's kind of why I started like my Fox Talk a little bit, was to like have a separate kind of page, but then it just turned into that. But now like I blinked my eyes and here we are like 4 years later, and now I'm like reversing the situation. It's like, oh my God, things were running real smooth. Why I have to do that?
But thankfully that's a skill set you already have, right? Because you've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
So shifting back to that should be easier than the shift that you had to make the other way when you were starting to talk to industry professionals, because that's where I'm at right now. That's why I made the Wax Bar After Hours page. That's where I'm gonna like sort of route the podcast. But
yeah,
it's a weird shift to make for sure.
Yeah. And then that's when you kind of suffer from the imposter syndrome because you're like, who am I to talk to these other pros? Like, I will talk to clients all day long. They don't know shit about waxing, but now I'm talking to other waxers who do things different and successfully, you know? So,
Yeah, it can be really intimidating for sure.
yeah.
So I wanted to ask you about your renters.
Yes.
So you said that your Instagram primarily just like reshares their content. When you do that, do you do it as store like just resharing stories, or do you do feed posts too?
I do just mainly stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to start doing that with our Instagram for the collective. And we've been open for over a year now, and I think we've made four
Oh yeah,
feed
no, I
posts.
was looking at it. I saw it.
Yeah, there's nothing happening with that Instagram page. I'm like, I barely even want to do the Woodbury Wax Bar one, and I need to get better about like being like, no, this is part of it. Like, this is part of the business. You have to like actually do this.
Yeah, what I
So
do
I
is
was just wondering
just
if you do mostly stories or if you do feed posts too,
I
'cause that's what I'm
do
interested
feed posts, but they're really simple. Like they're just pictures of either the girl's room or their face, and I just go on Canva and I put their logo on it. And I just have it like every nine posts, it's
in.
like one person. I do like feature every sweetie or business that's in there, and then like a generic picture of either the building or like our logo. And it says, I rotate it. It's like, we are independent estheticians, please book, you know? And then the next one is like, we are located off Broad Street. Just rotate.
I
So,
have to. That's what I'm doing with the rest of my day, that in staff meetings.
yeah, after this, I'm actually going to write my newsletter for
Oh,
the.
nice. Do you do that all out of your own authentic brain, or have you been using any AI?
I haven't been using AI. I've been using AI when I write blogs and then I just edit it. Only because I was trying to get my SEO back up to, hey, we do brow waxing, come in, you know?
Sure. Yep.
But what I do at the beginning of the year, or like right now, what I'm doing, I will literally just draw out a grid and then I write sweetie one, sweetie two, da, 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 and then I will write my captions and then I rotate them. I literally go on later and plan them out for every day. And then for my newsletter this year, I'm trying what Jane does. You know, she has like three bullet points: inspire, think, do. And mine are like facial feature, sweetie spotlight, and local love. And so,
Wow, dude, you are such an inspiration. I'm getting my notebook out and I'm writing this down because what a treasure trove of help you just offered me.
well, that it was from Jane. I'm like, duh, that makes it so much easier when you have three bullet points. And when it's like a sweetie feature, like that's easy because you can just go on their website, take some content, and then pop it in there. And then for facial feature, like, because we are mainly like, you know, we have a lot of skincare girls in there and waxing girls, but you could do like something similar, like service feature, you know, what service for what. And then local love. And again, that was more for like SEO or for people to share the email, like a shout out to just like really make sure it's local. Local
Oh my
wellness.
God.
Yeah.
And people around here are gonna, I love that. I feel like people have been going more and more towards that, which I love too. So, and we already partner with like other local businesses and like local magazines that we advertise with that are really big into like community events and
Yep.
whatever the thing is, you know. I love, thank
Yep.
you. Writing, hold on. This
Yes.
probably don't make for good audio, me writing stuff down, but this is incredibly valuable because I was just listening to something the other day where they were like, if you have an email list, so I'm assuming you have like an email newsletter list. Do you use MailChimp for that, or what are you using?
I use Square Up for literally everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay. One of my business partners does too. She uses Square for everything.
Just because I don't like, there might be something better out there, but like, I'm gonna write 12 newsletters. I'm gonna schedule them. They're gonna go on autopilot. Like, I don't really wanna, this is not like an online platform where I'm trying to send funnels and like get people, you know, I'm just like people trying to click book now, you know, which doesn't even go to book now. It goes to our link tree, which has everyone else's link, you know?
Right.
So.
Yep. That makes sense. The thing I was just listening to was like, yeah, if you have an email newsletter list and you're not like offering them value in your email newsletters, all you're doing is trying to sell. It's the fastest way to make that email list like not valuable because they won't open your emails anymore.
Yeah.
So I really like the community stuff and the service feature to keep people opening those emails.
Yeah, because it's like the facial feature bullet point for me. It's like that number one is like I want to educate the client. You know, people hear the word brow lamination. They don't know what that is. You know, if my email's like, come get a brow lamination, they're going to be like, I don't know, unsubscribe. But if they open it up and it's like educating them on that, then they might read more into it and they might book an appointment. Or they might just save the emails to read.
Totally. And that's the thing. It's like the more free information and education you can give people that know, like, trust factor. Okay, sorry. This probably isn't what you wanted to talk about.
No, I love talking about anything and everything. But what I did want to talk to you about is the way that you run your salon suites with your business partners. So I just think it's so unique. I think it's so cool. It's like the ultimate, like, collaboration. And I just want to talk about how you run that. And then I want to get into your wax studio. Okay.
Sure. It's me and two business partners. The three of us met when we were each in our own salon suites as renters.
And where are you located again?
We're in just outside of Minneapolis in Minnesota. Okay. But we all three do different things. It's me, so I have the wax bar. And then Andrea, she's a nurse. So she does injectables. Mm-hmm. So she has like med spa. And then Tara, who is permanent makeup, she's a tattoo artist. So she does the eyebrows, the lip blushing, and the eyeliner. Okay. So the three of us offer all different things and we all wanted more space. So we were like, how can we get more space? None of us can afford, you know, a 3,000 square foot build out on our own and none of us need 3,000 square feet on our own, but what if we like did it together? So that's what we did.
That's awesome.
And we have six treatment rooms with a seventh room that's a double suite. That one is for permanent makeup because you can have, you've got multiple tattoo artists in there going at the same time at stations. So, and then I've got two waxing rooms. Andrea has, we're using one as an office right now because we're not at 100% capacity. So she's technically got three med spa rooms, and then we do have a room that we rent out to laser tattoo removal.
Okay.
So yeah, we kind of do a little bit of everything, and we've never actually referred to it as like a salon suite because it's really just for us. Mm-hmm. We're technically renting mostly to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because the three of us are we're all three co-owners of the Aesthetic Collective, which is the name on the door. Like that's the name of the salon.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever talked to anybody who's done it that way. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's something I would just like recommend to the general public is to just team up with two people that you kind of just met and decide that this is a really good 5-year plan because we did have to sign a 5-year lease on the commercial space. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like being married to these people for the next 5 years. I mean, and we just have to be super honest with one another about like what our finances look like, what all of our taxes, present, past, and future are going to look like, all of our staffing changes and business changes. It's something.
Can I ask you about the build out?
It's honestly been fantastic. Sorry, what'd you say?
Can I ask you about the build out? Like, did you guys go in with a plan and like have an architect draw up things and then you guys you split it three ways and then your rent was different depending on who did what? Or were you guys each responsible for your own build out within the suites that your business was going to occupy?
Yeah. So, I drew on my iPad some lines on a PDF and I sent it to the property manager and I was like, I think this is what we want. And they were like, cool. And they literally had their architect come in and they built it that way.
And then they invoiced you?
The guy who owns this building is a general contractor. Mm-hmm. So they financed and did the whole build out for us, and they built it into our 5-year lease.
Oh, that's cool.
It was an incredible situation to find. I talked to actually Tanya a lot about it when we mm-hmm. were presented with this opportunity. I was mm-hmm. like, is this a normal thing? Because mm-hmm. she's done build outs, yeah. you know, and she was like, no, not really. But if you're finding somebody who's offering you this to do this build out and not charge you interest, you should probably do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Especially because it's office space. It's not mm-hmm. retail space. So mm-hmm. it's way cheaper than what we could have gotten retail for.
Yeah. So it's zoned.
Question, I feel like...
No, that did answer my question okay. for the most part. But like, so your guys' rent is just divided.
So we do our rent based on usable square feet.
Okay.
So like the double treatment room that the permanent makeup is in, she mm-hmm. pays her rent based on all that usable square feet. I have 2 waxing rooms, so I pay my rent based on that. Yeah. We split, like, this room we're all kind of using as an office right now. We mm-hmm. split this one.
Yeah.
So yeah, our rent, we just take the whole rent for the whole space per month and we divide it by who's got square footage.
So does that make sense? So do you yeah. do that with your laser person too?
We charge her a flat fee every month. Mm-hmm. We took what it would cost us. Like, if I were to use that room as a waxing room, what would I pay additional every month mm-hmm. in usable square feet? We took that number, and then we had to add in, like, the cam, obviously, all the utilities, all that, mm-hmm. all the overhead, the internet that we pay for, the mm-hmm. phone system that we pay for. We have a snack bar and a coffee bar here. Mm-hmm. So we like keep that all stocked, mm-hmm. Just stuff like that. And then, yeah. so we charge her a flat fee every month based on that for her rent.
Yeah. And what about tucking in a little bit of like your time for running the business? Like an yeah. extra little bit for like convenience? Yeah. yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. There definitely is. So, I mean, we're definitely not charging what we could be charging for that room mm-hmm. based on like comparable salon suite prices, mm-hmm. but it is the only room in our space that doesn't have any windows. So we did make a little bit of a concession there.
Yeah. But that's typical in salon suites to not have windows.
Yeah.
So I call it a membership due.
Sure.
Right. Because like my space is cute and it has a little snack bar and a tea bar and a pink couch and a bathroom that's really cute that's stocked, you know. So when I don't yep. ever charge rent because my lease with my landlord, you know, like you don't want to mix the word like subleasing and rent, right? Even though that's so typical with salons, it's like usually booth rental and it's fine with mm-hmm. the city and everything. But mm-hmm. for me, and just anyone listening, like that's what I say. And it kind of makes it a little more elevated because in the membership, you get utilities, you get internet, you get trash, you get our speakers, like music yeah. and, you know, all yeah. the things, yeah. that I thought to curate this place. So.
Yeah, that's smart. I love that.
Yeah. Just makes it feel a little bit better than like rent, you know?
I'm a renter here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
I'm a member here. Like takes pride in it, helps them take pride yeah. in it, I guess.
Well, and that's what you want too, because mm-hmm. you're right. Like our lobby, our waiting room, our whole reception area, all of like, there are a lot of perks that you get in on when you are a renter here. Mm-hmm. I've never thought of calling it a membership, I guess, just because I have for the wax bar, we have a Brazilian membership mm-hmm. and we push memberships so hard. We're always talking about like everybody who comes into the lobby. Oh, did you know we offer memberships? Like you don't mm-hmm. have to pay full price, whatever. So to me, when I think member in my head, that's what I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is really smart to like find something else to call it. Cause it is like, you want to be a part of this family almost. Like we are a group of, I don't know.
Yeah. You're the aesthetic you know? Collective. Right?
Take care of each other. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. If you want your business in the aesthetic collective, like, ooh, I want to be in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we've that's sort of like the vibe that we've tried to go for. We did have to, have you ever had to not kick somebody out, but we had a renter that we didn't renew their lease. Have you ever had anything like that?
No, luckily I've had a lot of really great people in there, and then people that left, it was like, oh, meant to be, you know, kind of thing. But what in my membership contract, I just have like these key bullet points. Like at the sweet spot, we are clean, we are communicative, and we are professional. Like those are my three most important things. And so that kind of is like my umbrella for like, girl, you didn't take your trash out, or like, you're not upholding this membership vibe and feel. And so I don't think that you should be a member here anymore. So when you keep it vague, I don't want to use the word vague because I feel like membership contracts should be very, very clear, but that is the number one thing. Specific as possible, but also like when I just say those umbrella terms, it really gives me the like creative freedom to fire someone. Like, sorry, you, you're not professional, because that can mean so many different things.
Yes, totally. I feel like I struggle with, you have such great structure. I feel like that's going to be one of my biggest takeaways from this conversation, is you have so much great structure in place to help you run your businesses professionally and uphold these standards of just the way that you do business, right? Like, that I'm working on currently.
That is my goal. It's like one of those things, like do as I say, not as I do, because I definitely, you know, bend over backwards for certain people or don't follow through. And, you know, that's just me. I'm kind of a pushover. So it is hard for me, like face to, I don't know. I'm just like kind of a pushover, and I'm just such a lover and a truster. So I have been burned mega, you know, but that's why my membership contract just keeps getting longer and longer and longer. And like, I put that bullet point in there, you know?
Yes. So smart. I know. I heard something the other day that was like, it was like, the life that you want to live is on the other side of like three or four hard conversations, and you're living a life that you maybe don't love because you're too scared to have those couple of hard conversations.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to work more on not putting off tough conversations when they need to happen, and like coming from a place of like, no, I'm doing you a service by bringing you this information right now and not putting it off until the end of the week or until our next staff meeting or until whatever, our quarterly, whatever.
Yeah.
Because not bringing this to you right now would be a disservice.
Yeah.
That's, I'm trying to, and also like getting better at keeping the commitments that I make to myself. Like when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God, I struggle. Those are
two really big ones for me that I feel like go into owning a business like this, like every single day. Like I'm faced with a thing that has to do with one of those two kind of roadblocks that I'm facing every single day.
Yeah.
But you work with a lot of different people, and I feel like it feeds into that.
Yeah. Oh, I've also read like a lot of books and listened to a lot of things because, oh my God, I've, like I said, I've been burned before. I've struggled like big time. I still struggle, but I can't remember what book it was, but in the book, I only listen to audiobooks because, girl, I cannot sit down and like open a book. No, but she is like, boss bitches have to have tough conversations. And so when I always say that to myself before, I'm like, whew, you know, I'm like, yeah, boss bitches have to have tough conversations. And then another like more gentle book I read was like, you know, as a business owner, it's our job to respond. Like that is our only job. So when something goes a little haywire or feels uncomfortable, whatever, it's or an awkward email from a client or something, it's like, nope, it's my job to respond. And so I just take a deep breath and I just respond as kindly and clear and professional and human as possible. And then it always turns out for the best. And I always feel so much better than when I sit there and sit on it for like a day. Like, oh God, I gotta send that out. Yeah.
That's something my husband always says, is action is the cure for anxiety or something some sort of something like that. But it's like true. After I take action on something like that, that I've been sitting on, I always feel better. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I also feel like, okay, well, what else do I got to do today?
Yes.
Like, I can do some hard things today. Like,
yeah.
What else is on the list? Who else do I have to fire? Like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Oh my God, that's good. Have
Love
you
that.
Ever run into any like issues with the business partnership, or has it been like pretty like smooth? Because it sounds like it's pretty smooth.
I mean, yeah. And I, you know, it's weird. I was not apprehensive, but we're all three different people, right? We have different points of views. Our businesses are very different. We have different past experiences, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's always potential for people to butt heads or for, you know, things to go a little off course. But, and it's only been, I mean, we've been here for 13 months now. So it hasn't been that long, but
mm-hmm.
we haven't had any major like disagreements or arguments or fights. I mean, we have to have hard conversations sometimes,
yeah.
and we don't always see 100% eye to eye on everything, but like we just had to make a major decision with whether or not to expand.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to take over an additional 1500 square feet that's attached to our unit.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided not to. And it was just one of those things. And I think this is like a solid pillar that we keep coming back to, like a foundational part of the collective, actually, which is like, if it's not good for one of us, it's not good for the collective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can only really be making these sorts of big decisions if every single one of us truly feels like it's the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if any one of us is like, I'm not sure about this, like, this gives me bad vibes, or I don't know if this is the right thing for me, the other two shouldn't be pulling that person into something that doesn't feel like the right fit for them.
Yeah.
Like, and really just maintaining like open and honest lines of communication and not feeling like there's things that we can't tell each other,
mm-hmm.
I think has been paramount in keeping everybody happy.
Well, I kind of think it's cool because you guys are not like working side by side within your own businesses every day. You guys are like almost like roommates in a sense, right?
Yeah.
That's like kind of the best way to explain it.
It kind of feels like both. It feels like, yeah, we're all renters here. Like all of our businesses live here, but we also own the collective
mm-hmm.
together. So Woodbury Wax Bar is just a renter at the collective. Like our receptionist works for the aesthetic collective, but
oh
is
my God,
paid.
You guys have a receptionist, please. Let's talk about that so much. How do you guys,
sure.
yes. How do you guys pay her? Like what?
Yeah, it's weird. So she gets paid by the aesthetic collective, but Woodbury Wax Bar, Electric Beauty, and Uplift Aesthetics, the three of us, our individual businesses contribute, like we put money into the collective bank account and then the collective pays the receptionist.
Okay.
Just like the collective pays the rent, but the rent money comes from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, we had two part-time girls over the summer. And then we switched in the fall to now just one full-time girl. So she's here from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And she manages, because that's a thing, the Aesthetic Collective doesn't take bookings, but she manages the bookings for Woodbury Wax Bar, Uplift Aesthetics, and Electric Beauty, as well as she's going to be managing the book for our renter, too,
mm-hmm.
for the laser.
Mm-hmm.
So she answers 4 different phone lines. She manages 4 different booking systems. She,
mm-hmm.
you know, makes phone calls to 4 different businesses' clients. She's a very valuable part of our business for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
yeah.
cool. It's kind of like a personal assistant for all 4 of the businesses. So now how does the laser person pay for her?
Yeah, so she hasn't started yet. She's really new to the industry,
mm-hmm.
so she's working really hard right now on her marketing plan and getting in front of new eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
So she hasn't quite started yet, but she will be contributing to the receptionist payroll when she does start utilizing
mm-hmm.
her. That'll probably happen sometime in the new year.
Yeah. It's so interesting.
I know, because so many people, right? Like when I first talked to Tanya about this, she was like, we haven't had a receptionist. We do great without a receptionist. We'll never spend money on a receptionist again. And I was like, sick, love that. So when we opened here, I was like, we don't need a receptionist. I think we made it through the first 7 months before we were like, because I was still answering the phone. My cell phone was still ringing for Woodbury Wax Bar. Mm-hmm. And I had two girls with basically full schedules. I was like, I'm not capable of doing all this on my cell phone anymore. Yeah. Right. Like, it was totally different when it was just me in a room by myself, but yeah, just got to a point where, so anyway, and we were all kind of feeling like that. So having reception has been life-changing. And especially now that our part-time girls were great too, but our girl that we have now, she's so warm, and like, it's so nice to have, what a wonderful presence to like walk into the Aesthetic Collective and just like be around her. And she talks to, so if somebody's in for Botox, she'll talk to them about permanent makeup, or if somebody's in for eyebrows, she'll talk to them about waxing. Or she's a huge, huge asset.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
So great. And it's so cool that you have four different complementary businesses. That's like amazing cross-selling. And I could
see it was really important to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I nobody like provided any of the same services.
Yeah. I feel like that's really important, like to have a receptionist when it's like a med spa, you know?
Yeah. Well, especially, yeah, Andrea's our nurse injector. Her service, like, I'm sorry, but her stuff is just in a different price category.
Yeah.
I'm charging $72 for a Brazilian wax. That's still a lot for a Brazilian, especially around here, but her ticket price is significantly in the hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars.
And so your service is quicker. So you need that receptionist, because if you have someone processing payment and pre-booking and doing all that, then you can get another person on your table and make that extra $72, which pays for the receptionist.
Yes, so totally. And that was exactly it. Like, we have to offer a little bit elevated experience for people. They're kind of expecting that when they come here, which we love. That's our primary market. You know what I mean? And yeah, having the receptionist to rebook people means that my girls are quicker flipping over their rooms so they can get to their next client quicker, and everybody's happier.
Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. You got to take care of the receptionist, make sure she stays around a long time.
Yeah. It is.
It's like money well spent.
Yes, because when you see value in somebody like that, you make sure to make sure that they're seeing value in staying with you, right?
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, she's got options for sure. She's great. We stole her from European Wax Center.
Nice. Sorry about it.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I always do better with like a shadow is what I always call it. Like, I always have had to have basically a personal assistant. Like, yes, they were my receptionist, but they were also like, I'm in a long appointment. Please go get me a smoothie because I don't have a break. I'm going to die. They'd go get me a smoothie, check the mail, come back. Like, I'm like, can you please order my kid birthday like decorations on Amazon, because it's like tomorrow and I'm dying. And so I always work better with someone like that. And there's a girl that's been working at the Sweet Spot. She like rented her own space, but she's like very new to the aesthetics world. She's been a makeup artist for a long time, but aesthetics are new. Her books are slow. And I'm like, can you help me? And she's like, yes. So her and I have been like working together really well. And she has like really been helping with all different parts of my business, like shipping and just literally everything.
Amazing.
So I'm like, what do you want? I need to take care of you. Anything you want, like, let me help you.
Well, isn't it funny how those connections form like through people? It's really not what you know. Sometimes it's who you know. Because the more people you're connected to, the more opportunities you have to like find people like that. Mm-hmm. And what a huge asset to your life she is, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's so funny because I actually used to be a personal assistant in my past life.
Really? Oh, I bet you
for a year when I in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. I really liked it actually. And the lady that I worked for, I was obsessed with. So, okay. I mean, they're great people to have. Absolutely. Yeah. Our receptionist makes my life so much easier.
That's so cool. I just love the way that you run your guys' business. I think it's just really, really cool. Can you
talk? Well, I was just going to, Oh, no, ask you about yours. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I'm just dying to hear about your wax business, but ask me whatever you want to ask me.
Well, I was just going to say, so you guys have how many members?
There's seven of us in there.
Seven. So seven different businesses, because one of them is your brow bar.
There's seven of us. We have five treatment rooms. One of them is mine that I share with another permanent makeup artist. So okay. I also do microblading. So that my treatment room is technically like a tattoo facility in California. Like that's just, we have that separate license. And then I have the brow bar up front as well with two chairs. And then.
Oh, so that's not in a room.
No, it's not in the room. It's in the lobby.
Nice.
So I took the reception desk out of there, brought it home. Okay. It's in my backyard. It's a bar now. It's so cool.
Nice.
And I just put two chairs up front, and that's the brow bar. And yeah, so it's so much better not having that reception desk, because I felt like it was very deceiving when people would walk into this like beautiful space. There's a big reception desk and a cool lounge area, and it's like, hello, like yes, nobody's up there because everyone's in the treatment room. Yeah. Yep. So getting rid of that has been a game changer.
That's how it was for us too. Yeah. People would just walk in and be like,
hello.
Hello, God, are you there?
Yeah, like, yeah.
And that's why. And it was, yeah, but I'm not going to sit up there. You're not going to sit up there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're not going to get somebody up there, that makes so much more sense to capitalize on that space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And so the year before, I had rented the storefront to one of my girlfriends that has like a clothing boutique.
Okay.
And so it was like, perfect. Yeah. Sit up there, sell your clothes to our clients and hang out. It'll be great. But then she was never there. So then it was like even worse, because now there was all these clothes and people wanted to buy them. And they're like, hello, God, are you there?
Right.
Like again.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then I had an office in the back, in the very, very back, which was great. That's when I had my podcast. I had my like my product line back there. I was shipping. I was busy. I was always there, so that if I heard someone, I could like pop out and like, oh, let me help you. You know, she's over here, whatever. But then I had a person wanted that back room, and I was like, well, okay. So I ended up moving my stuff to the front, my product line to the front, and we made it really cute, and it was fine. It was great shipping up there and stuff, but it just wasn't the right vibe. And then we ended up growing. So now that all that stuff's in a warehouse. And so I have the renters in the back now, but it has been so hard not having an office.
Yeah. I feel that.
Oh my God. Which is why I haven't been on as on top of my, like, I don't know, online world, which you can't really run an online product business without like, so that's been hard, but I'm like, whatever, I got to do what I got to do. It's been really nice to have that additional income from that membership due. That has been like a huge, huge help in my season right now. So like with having the baby and everything. Yeah.
Yes.
I had two brand new estheticians. They wanted to rent that room. And I was like, we don't do room sharing here, except for me, because I'm the owner and like I pay a lot for this tattoo permit. So no.
Yes.
And they were like, but please, you know? And I was like, okay, like I will give you a chance, but it's one contract you guys are signing. It is up to you. Like, I don't want to hear about so-and-so not doing the laundry and you, like, no, that is not happening.
Yeah.
And it honestly has been the best decision ever, because those girls are young. They are hungry. They like, the one helps me on her days that she's not in the room. She is like doing my shipping. She is just helping me out. She is present at the salon suite. Like, it's been amazing. And then the other one I actually hired to work at the brow bar.
Oh,
so
nice.
I know, I was like, this is a total conflict of interest, because you could like just do a brow and then book yourself with it. Like, but I'm just going to choose to trust you. Like, I think you're going to go far as an esthetician, and I want you to be able to do aesthetics 5 days a week instead of 2.5, you know, like, let's do this. And so they've been like really great, really respectful. It's been easy. And it's been a really great way to like ease myself into having employees again, because I ran into issues with my payroll, because like I said, I use everything for Square. Well, I closed my payroll a couple of years ago when I had my last employee. Well, you can never reopen a Square payroll account. Like PSA, you cannot do that. So I had to open up like a new Square account. It was so dumb. I think it has something to do with like the federal EIN, whatever. It's the same EIN number, but you can't like close it and reopen. So it was great. So like the first week I was like, oh my God, payroll is not working. Can I please pay you Venmo? And she was like, that's fine. You know, so I was able to like make errors and not feel like I'm being not professional. And she's stoked because I'm paying her $20 an hour. She's making tons of tips and she gets to be in the sweet spot and like, oh, you need a facial? Like, let me book you for a facial too.
Kind of win-win for everybody.
It's a win-win for everyone. Yeah.
Well, and it really says something about like you too and your trust in yourself to like kind of go step outside of what you normally would do and be like, no, you know what? This is the answer for right now. And it's working out beautifully. So then that just makes the next decision that you have to make all that much easier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that.
Yeah. So it's really fun having everyone in there. I really stay out of everyone's business. I don't like it. I don't like I'm the owner. I'm just like another practitioner when I'm in there working on my clients, when I am in there, like, and then I really try to stay out of there. I have a cleaner that comes every other Wednesday and they deep clean the whole place. Everyone's responsible for their own laundry. I have my little tea bar up front. Everyone contributes. That's like unprompted. Like it's stocked, but they'll be like, oh, I got this cute little tea. Or like one of my girls brought honey sticks, like put it in a cute little jar. I'm like, thank you. You know? So really everyone does such a good job about just doing their own thing. And it's been really cool. Really easy.
That's great that you have all those people in there who are all willing to like work together to like lift each other up. Sometimes I feel like it takes a while to maybe find all the right people. And you got to make a few tweaks along the way, but.
Yeah. And we all do the same thing. Like every single person in there does eyebrow waxing. One girl does full body waxing, but the rest do one, and one does permanent makeup, but the other four or five do facials.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, and like yesterday we had a group text going like someone, her little girl broke her arm, sad, but she was like, can someone take my client? You know, and someone was like, oh, I can, you know, so it's nice. Like, at least you're keeping them in house rather than like referring out.
Yep. Totally. That's really nice to have a network of people like that in the same building. Wow. Yeah,
it is really
cool. I feel like a lot of times you wouldn't get that. A lot of times you would get more of that competition mindset of people like, oh, there's five people here who offer the same services. They're going to be taking all my clients. I really like that you don't have that. I feel like that's not the norm.
Yeah. I think we all do a really good job of like coming from a mindset of like abundance and we'll find the right people. And because I used to have a hairstylist in there and a tattoo artist and then one facialist. And then I did my permanent makeup and then the back room was a shipping spot. So it wasn't really competition. And then, now it's just like kind of snowballed into this like facials place and it's working out. So
good. Go with what works.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to take up your whole day, but you wanted to ask me something about the wax bar.
Oh yeah. Just tell me about it. Like you have two waxers but are you taking clients? Are you not taking clients?
I have three waxers. But one of them is full.
Okay.
So two of my girls are a little bit newer. It is so crazy. At the end of this month, my one girl, Lily, she will have been with me for 2 full years.
That's amazing. Congratulations. What?
How is that even possible? Yay. Thank you. It's wild. But yeah, so I have three waxers. I'm not in the room right now. I've been thinking about which is crazy, and I like feel like I need somebody to talk me out of it. I've been thinking about going back in just to do Brazilians because I teach one-on-one, not teach, but like I do I'll have other estheticians come in, like maybe who just graduated school, mm-hmm. or I've had some salons like send in, oh, we just hired this esthetician. She wants, you know, more hands-on practice with Brazilian waxing. So I do like one-on-one days like that.
Oh, that's cool.
And I don't want to not be doing Brazilians in between. You know what I mean? I want to keep it like something that my arm is used to doing.
Yeah.
I don't need to do 15 of them in the same day anymore. But so I've been thinking about going back and just to do like 3 hours worth of only Brazilian clients. And I still have one client that I do take. She's in her 70s and I'm obsessed with her. And so I always just like come in to wax her every 4 weeks.
Oh gosh, I love it.
But yeah, so it's been a really crazy year. I mean, speaking of changes, yeah. And I don't know really what's 100% for 2024. Like as far as, am I gonna start doing Brazilians again? I'm doing a guest spot at a aesthetic school.
Oh, that's here great.
Next month. To do like a Brazilian demo.
That's
so
awesome.
I don't really know what that's gonna be about. Yeah. I'm trying to do more stuff like that, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, but like I said, two of my girls are not consistently mm-hmm. fully booked. So I still have a pretty big Meta ad budget, a pretty big Google ad budget. I'm mm-hmm. still out there doing the thing.
Yeah,
you know.
So you got to get creative with different type of marketing, maybe mm-hmm. some here. We have like farmers markets and like pop-ups all over. Cause where everything's like outside, you know? And so I just did a market like 2 nights ago at this distillery. Nice. It was so funny. There were so many people there. There was like a sea of people in this bar and we have like this little booth and we're over in the corner, like doing eyebrows.
Oh my gosh.
It was so funny. But that's remember awesome. What you said, it's not always about what you know, it's about who you know. So like just, you never know, like when you go to those kind mm-hmm. of networking things, like you're going to meet someone who refers someone who does this, that. Are your trainings that you're doing, are they random, like random people reaching out and then you're like, oh, okay, let's go in on a Tuesday and do it.
Yep.
Okay, if I could give you any advice for both training and going back to the treatment room, it would be just pre-pick your days. So just go through your 12-month calendar and pick your day, your training day, so that when you get those inquiries, you don't have to use up brain space about, okay, my son's schedule and my waxer schedule and business partner meeting. No, you're like, okay, the 17th, I'm hosting a training. So mm-hmm. you in or not? No,
yes.
Does it work? Okay, next month it's on the 22nd. You in or not? You know?
Yes.
And
smart.
Then same with going back in the treatment room. I did this with my brow girls. It was the best. So I was like, cool, you want me to do your brows still? I will. So I'll come in. It's the first Monday of every month, not, you know, it's the first Monday of every month. It's not, sometimes it's 4 weeks, sometimes it's five. First Monday of every month, you come in, same time, same place. See you
I
next
love
month.
That.
And it was, I didn't take tips and I didn't pre-book and I didn't process payment. I didn't do any of that. It was automated. It was like, they're already on the schedule for next month. And if they miss their appointment, they miss their appointment. They can't make it that Monday. Then they, at that time, then they can't, but they know that going into it. So they pick a spot that usually always works for them, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was great. Cause like when people couldn't make that time, it was like, I didn't have this huge wait random list. It was like, okay, well, like you're basically SOL unless someone else cancels, I'll offer that spot if I want to. But if not, I'll see you next month. And your eyebrows might be a little longer, but whatever. You'll live.
That's amazing.
You know?
Dude, that's how you know you made it. That's what I want. That sounds incredible.
It literally saved my life because the hardest thing for me was like the booking and the scheduling. I'm like, it's online. Can you guys? Some people just can't figure it out. And I'm just like, I can't either. I'm not going to text back and forth about your dentist appointment. And, you know, like I love all my clients dearly, but I was at a time where I was focusing on other parts of my business, my family, my house, the salon. Like I just can't give that right now.
Yeah.
I'll be here next Monday. Like, you know, like,
yeah. Totally. And honestly, since being out of the treatment room, that's why I said, I feel like I need somebody to talk me out of it, because the freedom that that has provided has been so amazing.
Oh, good.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that I'm going to write that down, actually, because that sounds like how I would need to structure things if I were to retain any sense of sanity.
Yeah. And for the trainings too, because they're often like newbies. And so they don't know how like schedule fatigued we are. So it's like, yep, come in on the 17th. That's when the training is. It's just automated. Here's your training packet. Let's do this. So.
Yeah, that's smart. And I've been really lucky. I've been mostly contacted by other like salon owners who have hired somebody. Like my last one I had in last month was a cosmetologist that worked. She was doing like hair cutting, but their esthetician was leaving and this girl really wanted to start doing Brazilians, and they were going to have an open room in the salon. And so the owner of the salon paid for her to come and do this training.
Yeah.
So I've been mostly working with people like that, but those people would definitely understand the scheduling fatigue of it all.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
And then next month when you go to the school to do your demo, and if you want a more in-depth training, I'm hosting one on the, if you want to come to me, you know?
You're a genius.
Yeah.
And then do you have like a marketing class?
No.
Because why don't you?
I do as I say, not as I do. Because have you seen my marketing? It's very confusing. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I never know what's going on. I actually just signed up for Emily Bowers. She's going to teach people how to do like ebooks and stuff.
Oh yeah. Like in person or like the, was it the download?
Yeah. The download.
Okay. The 90s, the like her. Yeah. Okay. I bought that too. I haven't opened it yet, but okay. So I have lots of digital downloads and an online course that I sell. I don't sell a ton of them, but I also struggle with talking about it. Right? And that's what Em is so good about. She goes on every single day and talks about it like so genuinely and authentically and like just pretty, you know? And I'm like, do you guys want to buy a Salon Suites course? Like, what's up?
But I honestly, that is the type of energy I'm trying to bring with me when I am getting back on my Instagram game, is just showing up. Just showing up, because that's really what she does. She just shows up every single day, just exactly how she is, exactly where she's at. And I think that is so admirable and aspirational.
Yeah. I am like on my stories a lot, like very reality show stories. Like that's how I would describe my Instagram. But that's not the vibe right now. Everyone wants the different point of view. Like when Instagram first started, it's like, you know, pictures of the food and like from your phone and your eyeballs point of view. But now it's like a tripod and fly on the wall point of view. And so I'm sorry, but that takes a little bit more effort. I don't see me setting up a tripod, you know?
I got to get one of those bendy ones that I can just stick in my purse, wrap it around anything. I mean, there are ways to do it.
No, there are definitely ways to do it. I have one of those bendy ones. It is great. It is great.
See, you have all the things. I need to get the things. Bendy tripod. I'm writing that down. Wow, we've really covered all the bases here today.
No, get one of the little microphones. Honestly, if you feel like a thought and you want to just do a quick podcast episode, it is so easy to connect. And it's such good quality.
When you're doing stuff like that, do you ever worry about, I don't know why I worry so much about what other people are going to think, but if I were to be like talking and like recording a thought, the only thing I feel like I would be able to think about is like, what? I don't know. I don't know why I'm so scared. Like somebody's going to come burn my house down if they don't agree with me.
I know that. I mean, that is a real thing. That is a big fear of mine. Like the cancel culture and all that.
Yes.
Like, yes. Of course. Dude. I don't ever want to say anything wrong, but you know, like I'm not going to talk about anything scary. I'm just talking about me and my life and how I mother and how I run a business and how I've got to where I am at. And I'm still learning and growing. That's why I'm always doing things. Like we just went on that creators retreat to learn and grow. and I go to trade shows to learn and grow. Like, I am going to say something wrong. Someone's not going to agree with me, but it's going to make me think. Like, conversations like we're having right now, I have gained so much insight from it, and it's so cool. Like I wanted to interview you about the Salon Suites, the way you run it, because it's so different than what I'm teaching, and it's so inspiring. So maybe my course and my thoughts aren't 100% correct, but I will explore and figure out and help whoever I can help. You know, that's just how.
Totally.
I don't know. That's just like the core of me. So yeah, I feel weird when I'm standing there recording, but a lot of times, like, I do it when I'm cleaning my house or like alone, which I'm hardly ever alone, but.
Right. With all the kiddos. But what you just said about being, I feel like I get so hung up on being 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not ever going to be 100% correct. I'm going to be wrong. I've made at least one mistake. I will make at least one more.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to let go and zoom out a little bit.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to chat about? I mean, I feel like we could do this again for another hour a different day.
I would be stoked. I'll come on your podcast anytime.
Yay. Thank you.
Come on mine anytime. And we should definitely make a goal right now to be more consistent with it, because we are smart ladies and we do have a lot to say. And so, you know, screw the editing. Let's just keep it candid and throw out these episodes.
I really want it to feel like more of a hang. I really want it to feel less like, not that it was ever scripted, but I did have like questions that I wanted to ask people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want it to just be more of a chill hang. Yeah. So I would love to do that with you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. I mean, and honestly, the name of your podcast, like Wax Bar After Hours, that's kind of what it implies. Like, you're just cleaning the salon, talking shit with your girlfriend or your coworker.
That's what I was going for. Yes. Yeah. And I feel like, especially because a lot of people who are solo don't get to hang mm-hmm. after work. They don't mm-hmm. get to clean the salon with their employees. They don't mm-hmm. get to bitch about the worst client of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want a space like that for like 100 people.
Yeah.
So,
love
cool.
it.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you so much for asking me to do this. Honestly, anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Holy it was so fire. Fun. And I had so much fun with you over the summer. It was so much fun.
Oh my gosh. We should talk about Tanya's retreat.
Yes.
Just the strip creators retreat. Shout out.
We should do a whole, honestly, that deserves an entire episode. Let's do that next episode.
Truly, because talking about things that have changed my life, I still work with the counselor that we worked with at that retreat.
Oh my gosh,
I talk to her
so cool.
Multiple times a week. She is helping me with like every smart thing I just said to you in the last hour, I basically stole from her.
I had so much fun hanging out with Gabby in that kind of candid space. And if you want to join or hang out with her too, you can. Her Instagram is Wax Bar After Hours. And if you're just wanting some closeness with some other industry professionals, you can check her out there. I hope you guys gained some insight too on how owning a space or salon suites or whatever you want to call it, it can look like something different to everyone. There's no right or wrong way to do it, but some of us can figure out what works for us, and we just share with others what works, and then you can take it and tweak it and make it your own. That's kind of the glory of this business. Anyways, I hope that you found this episode helpful. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to my mama.